Lord Jesus, please open the hearts and minds of those truly seeking you, that they may receive a new understanding of your cloud of witnesses and what it means to live beneath an open heaven. Amen. Well, heart dwellers, I have so many exciting things to share with you. We're bearing fruit all over the place, and it's amazing what God is doing. But today I want to share with you an experience of a young mother of two children, an experience she had when she was in prayer and she received a message, just like I hear a message, except she received it from one soul in the great cloud of witnesses. A little history about this young woman. She had a turbulent but Christian childhood, which was also rich in spiritual experiences. She was able to see guardian angels of different people and having a real sensitivity to the Lord and to what was right and what was wrong. When she left home and went out on her own, she got involved with the wrong crowd and ended up having two children with a drug dealer who grew marijuana in the mountains and was finally arrested and put in prison. She didn't use drugs, but she lived in that seedy environment. When her relationship broke up with this man, he threatened to kill her, and she had to go into hiding with her children. At the same time, she came down with a rare form of cancer that spread quickly in her body. For 10 years, she fought the cancer and felt like dying and giving up many, many times. Finally, she seemed to be getting a handle on it, and she and I started corresponding. She had a gift for music that had been suppressed by the turbulent lifestyle she led, and when the father of her children poured several six-packs of beer on her very expensive keyboard, he destroyed it, and for 10 years she went without any music at all. Well, I started encouraging her, and she was able to get a new keyboard and start playing again. Then she got a recording program and started to blossom. She had known Jesus as a little child, but she just recently turned to him and dove into a very deep relationship in which he spoke to her many times, appeared to her in dreams many times. He came as a child, the child Jesus. And she would see herself as a child as well as they conversed. He encouraged her with her music and appeared to her in many visions and dreams. Lately, she, like the rest of us, had been having a very hard time concentrating and staying in the saddle. She was feeling discouraged and fearful and prayed, asking the Lord to give her some kind of confirmation and encouragement. She began to tell me her story. Since Friday, I was frustrated because I felt as though I could not concentrate or practice. I was making so many mistakes, I couldn't seem to focus. Then out of nowhere, doubting thoughts ran through my mind. I was for some reason fearful about cancer coming back. I was allowing that worry to drip back into my mind. But I have no idea why. I've not worried about it for many months. In fact, before these doubts came into my mind, I felt completely focused. That's when she had a vision of one of the great cloud of witnesses, Hildegard of Bingen. That's in Germany. He was a Benedictine abbess, an artist, an author, composer, mystic, pharmacist, poet, preacher, and theologian. What a woman. She came to her in the spirit and began this beautiful, beautiful letter of encouragement. She said, "With that battle, the battle of cancer, you learned who your true friends were, how much your family loves you, and the power of God's grace, and the power of God's mercy. The secular world means less to you now, and you're free from the influence of those who intended you harm." Let me tell you guys, there's a whole lot of witchcraft in this world. Curses for cancer are very common. She continued, "You have connected once again with humility, and a pure joy has been given to you. If you hold in your heart this feeling and allow the Holy Spirit to flow through you, God's healing energy will always be present. Your gifts will be cultivated and fertilized by the inspiration of your love for Christ. Do not be frustrated when you feel blocked or uninspired. This is just a sign that our Lord Jesus wants you to come to Him in humility and ask for help. Do not forget that you can't ask too much of Him. He loves you and is stronger than you can possibly imagine. God does not want you to be too judgmental towards yourself. Being humble does not mean you compare yourself to those with whom you consider to be more talented. Instead, understand that Jesus is working with you to become the instrument that He wants you to be. Boy, does that sound familiar to me. She continued, His gift happens in His time. Stop rushing yourself. It will only cause you more frustration. When you doubt God's plan for you, you allow the enemy in. Satan plants those doubts to try and break you from the path that God has intended for you. Through the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, repel the demons of doubt. Jesus is our deliverer. Demons cannot survive His presence. Child, this is the message you are intended to hear. This doubt is not of God. It is a demon of doubt sent by Satan. He hates that you have chosen the path God has intended for you. He will never stop attacking you. Remember the prayers that invoke the pure and divine power of Jesus' name. Only He can dispel the impurity that seeps from this disturbing and interrupting demon. And that was the end of St. Hildegard's message to her. Wow. Then the young mother said, I asked the Lord for some guidance. I think she was that guidance. What do you think? Do you know anything about her? Well, I immediately wrote to this young mother and told her she had received a very great grace from heaven. A saint from the cloud of witnesses has taken her under her wings as a spiritual child and encouraged her with these words from the heart of the Holy Spirit. Dear ones, we have no concept of what the great cloud is doing in our presence in these moments. Everyone is so afraid of a familiar spirit, they keep their distance from even Jesus, let alone the saints in the cloud who are cheering us on. I know many of these saints from times that I've spent in heaven, and they visit me regularly, especially during communion. They are there to encourage and let us know we are loved and accepted by heaven, and they truly are cheering us on in the race for sanctity and the salvation of souls. I wrote a song about this very thing when God the Father came to me in heaven. In fact, the name of the song is Come to Me. And it goes something like this. Come to me, can't you see just how much I love you? Here you're free just to be all you've ever hoped for. Now you're home, you're not alone. Your family adores you. My child, I welcome you home. And it's about the bride of Christ, probably in one of the song lists. But the lyrics to the song plainly talk about us being home in the sense that we've encountered heaven. We know heaven. We know what it feels like. And we're loved by the citizens of heaven. And this is definitely a reference to the great cloud of witnesses. I think you'll find that it's very edifying and very confirming of what this young mother experienced. And I should know the difference between a saint and a demon. I was training to be a trance medium, so I thought I could help people. When the Lord visited me, I put all that away and was fearful of any spiritual encounters other than Jesus. But the sad truth is, Satan has a counterfeit for everything. He has his black mass with human sacrifice. He has his spirit guides, who are demons assigned to mislead people. He even has his healing miracles. He has a counterfeit and imitation for everything God created. So should we never see or understand anything in the spirit, because we might be misled of all things? That's his agenda, to keep us so fearful we'll not trust any inspiration in the spirit and lead a lukewarm, lackluster life. And if we dare to try, we will inevitably be tricked by a false Jesus and be misled. So, should we give up? No, never. We need to get serious and learn proper discernment and how mistakes in discernment happen and why God allows them. Note that in St. Hildegard's message to the young woman, she talks about humility. She said, "You have connected once again with humility, and a pure joy has been given you." Yes, indeed, I told this young mother that cancer had to do with her pride and rebellion as a young girl. It took God 10 years to bring her to the point where she really needed him and would be willing to submit to his loving plan for her life. And she freely admits that she's been very, very proud and self-righteous. A demon is not going to teach on humility, guys, or encourage a holy gift. People who are afraid to connect with Jesus, angels, or saints are really just lacking in discernment. How do you know those trips to heaven are from God? Because a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. That's Matthew 12:33. The messages from God and heaven are always accompanied by conversion of heart, deep humility, and unyielding perseverance to God's plan for their lives. And finally, peace. Dear ones, the cloud is there to assist you, and the Holy Spirit will not allow you to just go flying around looking for a saint. Rather, he will bring one into your life, one who is an inspiration to you, and one who will pray for you just like a best friend. You see, in heaven, everyone helps everyone else, and their entire life's work is to bring in the harvest, helping us down here on earth to accomplish our own dreams and goals which God has given us for his kingdom. This young lady's encounter is only one in millions that have happened since that time began. But now, in the words of the prophet, this was what was spoken by Joel. In the last days, God says, "I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below." And there's no doubt in my mind that the removal of the veil between heaven and earth is revealing the activity of the saints and angels who are part of this end times harvest. And what does it mean to prophecy? For prophesying, you have both the foretelling of things that are to happen in the future, unless they're prayed down and they don't happen because of intercession. And you're also encouraged. Prophets are there to encourage you. And that's exactly what this woman from heaven was doing, was encouraging her. This is not about woo-woo visions and escapades in the spirit world. That's what the dark side lives for. This is about the salvation of souls and the activation and cultivation of those of us down here in this last great battle of our gifts. We need all the help we can get. And isn't it just like Satan to have counterfeits so that we don't get the help we need? Consider, what would this young mother be going through right now if she hadn't had this supernatural encounter with the cloud? She'd still be limping along and struggling with unbelief. As far as discernment is concerned, all of you who've been with me for several years know that I am very big on knowing what is of God, what is of the flesh, and what is of the devil. I think I've probably got at least 50 messages, 50 teachings on discernment, and examples of me being deceived and of me finding out the truth, and of authentication of visions and encounters with the Lord. And if you've sought to have a deeper relationship with Jesus, you've most likely run into a fake Jesus, or the devil's counterfeit, an angel of light, which is only a demon in disguise. And you, if you're discerning, did not let yourself be turned back from your resolve to know Jesus and grow deeper and deeper into your friendship and even the spiritual marriage to him. So the very same rules of discernment apply to the cloud of witnesses. You don't just accept anyone posing as a saint. And I can tell you from experience that demons pose as different saints. You test the spirits to see if they be of God. That's 1 John 4. And you will know them by their fruits. Matthew 7:15. They may deceive you a couple of times, but sooner or later they'll give themselves away when they depart from scripture and truth, and their disguise will be uncovered. You must be vigilant and discerning, never lazy or taking anyone or anything for granted. Please listen to my teachings on discernment until you grow in understanding. It'll give you the tools that you need to know the difference. You see, God intended us to have a relationship with a great cloud because they are our family in heaven. Just as we go to heaven, we also meet saints there who know and care about us, and we are part of their family. But Satan sidetracked people into spirit guides who are demons in disguise and into seances, calling up of the dead, which are a substitute for a true encounter with a heavenly being. We cannot afford to let the enemy steal what God meant for us to have for good. Just as the Lord has sent us angels in these end times, he has also allowed us to be introduced to the citizens of heaven. They are as much a help to us as a prophetic person here on earth is. This is not calling up the dead. When that happened, the Lord had not opened the realm of the dead and released them into heaven yet. That happened when he descended into hell, and he took all the saints and patriarchs and prophets into heaven with him. And this is life in the spirit in the heavenly realms, which have been opened to us in these end times. Lord, do you have anything to say? As I waited on him, I really cleared my mind because I didn't want to continue on with my own thoughts. And when he came up with a few remarks in this next paragraph, I knew it wasn't me. Jesus began, "Make no mistake about it. The enemy has stolen much of what I wanted to give you through the misunderstanding religious spirits generate in the minds of faithful, Bible-believing Christians. When you come to be with me, you will be astounded by the amount of grace you were deprived of. Demons were assigned to influence those who lacked a depth of understanding of Scripture, as well as discerning of spirits. They have kept you away from my vessels unto honor by scaring you into thinking those things were demonic. Much of this stems not from Scripture, but religious tradition and men's opinion. When I stood upon the Mount of Transfiguration, I declared the heavens open, and from that time forth a river of manifestations of the kingdom of heaven upon earth began. These are not idle words. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, which I spoke in Matthew 12. These, as well as many other of my words, were meant to be taken literally. But those inspired by fear, needing man-inspired walls and retainers to stay safe, stripped them of their true meaning. When I stood upon the mount, I gave you an example that you should encounter, the patriarchs and saints of old, to be strengthened in your journey on this earth, so fraught with deadly traps of quicksand and so devoid of encouragement. And so for my purposes, I permit heavenly beings to visit earth to strengthen you. But those desperately lacking in discernment have perverted these visitations, making them a demonic manifestation in the minds of other believers. Why should Satan have more devices of evil than I have of grace? Shall I not be permitted to send my holy messengers to my struggling body to be refreshed? If Satan can encourage his evil ones with devils, can I not encourage my holy ones with saints? Wake up, church. This is the time for you to set aside the Phariseeisms of the past and embrace an open heaven and receive those I send to you for encouragement, whether they come to you from heaven or as those now on earth. It cost me all I had to tear that veil open so you would have access to heaven. Do you not see the meaning of that event? Many of you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that loved ones have been present to you after their passing into heaven. You know that you know that you know the presence of your mother, whose spirit has been set free in heaven. You know that it is your mother and not a masquerading demon. Well, you should know also that there are thousands of others, angels and saints, that are my messengers. They come to you in visions and dreams, and some have even been seen by the naked eye. Well, that certainly happened on the Mount of Transfiguration with Moses and Elijah and Jesus. He continued, and if you turn them away because you are just too lazy to learn how to discern, and you prefer the status quo errors of the past, then it's your loss. For those who will accept this revelation, I bless you with keener discernment than you have ever had in this life. For those who question, I encourage you to pray for clarification and confirmation, and it shall be given unto you. For those who reject and scorn this truth, you will be held accountable for every error you teach. I would rather that you sincerely seek me and be willing to find out you were in error, because those good men and women who taught you were also in error. But you do not have to continue in the same error. You are being given the opportunity to discover for yourself whether what I have said here is true or false. In any case, I will always love you and never forsake you. I just wish for you to have all the tools I left with you on this earth for your sanctity and the harvest of souls. And that was the end of his message. I just want to take a moment to thank you all for being so faithful and supporting and praying for our ministry. After 3 years, we're finally 501c3. And if you need anything for your taxes, please let us know and we'll do what we can to give you the numbers that you need. But I want to tell you that it means so much to Ezekiel and I that as we labor, we have friends around the world who really do care and want to keep our ministry alive and stable. An extra thanks to you, dear ones. Our donations have been low and your help is so greatly appreciated. Forgive me for missing so many messages. I'm just learning how to cope and take care of you and my husband, who requires a great deal. You've been so patient with me. Thank you more than I can say. You are all greatly loved. Though I do not know each of you, I hear your cry for help and prayer and wisdom, and my heart rushes to your side even though I cannot always answer you by letter or email. I do carry you in my heart to the altar with many tears. God bless you.